couple days ago, Garrick Van Buren and I roasted some coffee. I've already written about the Colombian decaf that we had, which I thought was just wonderful, much to my great surprise. And he sent me home with all of the Indian Monsoon Malabar that we had. Monsoon coffees are pretty special. They're as they're being dried, essentially, or the beans themselves are opened up to the monsoons. When they come up, they put them in special racks, and the monsoon rains wash over them. The beans, which may well start out green, if you've ever seen green coffee, unroasted coffee beans, you'll know what I'm talking about. They actually turn a pale yellow, really a beautiful color, and they swell up quite a bit. Typically, these Indian monsoon coffees are really earthy. Sometimes they'll have a mustiness to them, but the lose a lot of acidity and very smoothed over. We roasted this coffee in his potpourri, and I thought I would record this tasting, this cupping. And I also brewed up a pot, and we'll go through it, see what it's like. Cupping is a ritual. It's the way that roasters will taste coffee. It's the way that if the coffee buyers, when they're out there buying the green, will do it. They'll roast up the beans in small batches. Tea merchants do something very similar, or tea buyers. And roast up small batch of coffee, grind it, put it in a small dish. We have a little, I use just a little ramekin, 4 or 5 ounce ramekin. Boil some water. Then while the water's cooling down, grind the coffee, put the coffee in the ramekin, pour the water over. It's usually just about the right temperature. Let it sit for 5 minutes. And then the grounds will have floated to the top. And there they stay, and they form what's called a crust or a cap. And first, to start out breaking the crust, we'll do that here. You're going to hear me sniff loudly and get my first impressions. A lot of coffee's flavor is actually bound up in the aroma, so this is where you do this. Okay, break the crust, put my nose down really close to the beans, or to the coffee, and dip the spoon into it and smell. Whoa! Wow. That's I don't even know what that is. Like a tropical fruit, almost like a dried, I didn't expect that. A dried papaya. A little spiciness. Like a cumin. Bizarre. All right, so then what do we do now? Okay, then of course we slurp. Got an initial impression, we'll record that, and I'm gonna turn down the volume here, see what's going on. Okay, maybe that's a little bit more like it, and then we'll slurp. Whoa. Get that over the entire tongue. That's the idea, is to get an entire sensory experience and actually sort of force some of the vapors up into the nasal cavities, where there are a whole lot of nerve receptors to... our sense of smell is very, very advanced. Obviously nothing compared to most animals, but that's where a lot of the flavor is, as I said. And to force it up there sort of with a... pumping as if we're swallowing. Let me try that again. Whoa, that's an earthy coffee. Got sort of a definite mustiness to it. It's like freshly turned soil. A lot of people don't like monsoon coffees, probably for that very reason. We'll see what it's like. Wow. Try it again. Yeah. Yeah. It's like all the professional vocabulary, of course, has escaped me, and naturally I've actually loaned my coffee cupper's handbook to Garrick. I haven't actually looked at it in a long time anyway, but it's like under it's like the soil, it tastes like it smells when you the dirt around a pine tree or a fir tree, you know, push the needles aside and sort of turn that dirt over. That's what this is tasting like. Definitely mellowed a lot over the past couple days. This has been, it was Tuesday night that I went over there. It's Friday night. It's been 3 days. You really need to let this coffee rest. This is interesting. This is interesting. All right. Well, I've also, I'm going to pause here and I'll be back. Okay, back. Wanted to let the coffee cool down a little bit and go pour myself a cup of what I just brewed. Coffee flavors change as they cool, as I'm sure you've encountered if you've drunk coffee and you've had, you know, I think the salts come to the fore a little bit more, lose some of the sweetness. But it's worth testing later on to see what they're like. I'm going to slurp a little bit more out of the cup, and then I'll actually taste what I brewed up in my drip coffee maker. Picked up a little sweetness. I didn't expect that either. Well, all right, you know, it's been, what, eight? Been since 1998, seven since I worked in coffee, so I guess I'm not too surprised. Interesting. A little more piquant. And I gotta say, the beans were really mottled, and this is a much lighter roast than I would normally do. We brought it to a city roast instead of a full city where they're just beginning to get a sheen. And as I said, the beans are mottled. Some are very light, some are a little much darker. Some were actually more like a French roast. Got rid of the most of those. I think they were strange beans, but okay. Well, let's try the. I brewed up a pot. I have a drip coffee maker, not the nice little Chemex that Garrick let us try the Colombian decaf with, and we'll see how it's different. Very different than the cupping. You lose a lot, obviously, with the cup. It's the coffee grounds are still in contact with the water, but this is considerably smoother. Got a lot of body, a lot of mouthfeel. Really, much more what I expect out of the Malabar. Earthy, but not so pungent. This is what I love in a Malabar. This is a great Monsud coffee. Still lighter than I would normally do. I would actually push this a little bit further. I think we'll get more of the sugars out of there. Add a little sweetness. I wouldn't go, you know, anywhere near a French roast, just early full city. But this is a nice balanced cup. Really a classic Malabar. I can taste that now. Hint of the smokiness that actually comes in a little bit. I think kind of what I smelled in the garage as we were roasting the, you know, the popper. I don't think a lot of that stayed with it. Interesting. Well, hey, this is a fine cup. Thanks very much, Garrick, for sending me home with all of this. I hope you got to drink some of it. And thanks a lot. It's been fun.